In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So here we are. We're still continuing. Louisa, the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 1. We are on page 10. The bottom of the page. We begin today, volume 21, 3:19-19:27. As for you, Louisa, then your mission is extremely long, nor shall you be able to complete it on earth until, let's see, so here the Lord is showing us that all of our missions are usually done on earth. You know, we finish it by doing the will of God. Well, living in the divine will is forever. And that's why he says, your mission, Louisa, is extremely long, and you will not be able to complete it on earth. He says, until all the knowledges are known. Okay, so every truth that Jesus taught Louisa Picaretta, until that is known, all of it's known, he says, and that's for us. We have to learn this. And the kingdom of the divine will is established upon earth. Okay, now that means established on earth. Not just to know about it and doing other things, but the kingdom of the divine will established on earth. Your mission can never be called finished. It's never going to be done. So what the Lord is showing us is this little newborn, Louisa Picaretta, has got the mission of missions to accomplish this gift. And he has asked us to be alive at this time to work with Louisa, so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. But it has to be accomplished in us first. It's accomplished in Louisa, and the Lord is saying, this is going to be the new era. This is going to be the new way of living. So he says, in heaven, Louisa, you will have much to do. My holy divine will that has kept you occupied on earth for its kingdom shall not let you be without working together with it in heaven. This great gift of the divine will shall keep you always in its company. So Jesus is showing us, where's the divine will? It's with Louisa. We want this gift. We go to Louisa. Again, if you haven't developed a way of conversation with Louisa, you're not doing this correctly. Jesus speaks to Louisa. Louisa speaks to Jesus. Our Lady speaks to Louisa. Louisa speaks to Mary. The new Adam and the new Eve, Louisa speaks to. We want to echo what Louisa said. She is the one that possesses this gift. The more that we can be in a dialogue with Louisa, saying to Louisa, Louisa, you've got to explain this to me. Louisa, you've got to help me with this. Jesus and Mary have given you this gift. I want to possess it as well. Louisa. This is why Father Bucci says, you know, put a picture of Louisa in your home. Put a picture of Louisa, a statue of Louisa, at the entrance of your home. The demons do not want to be around Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. This is the reflection of the Trinity on earth. Read volume 17, May 4th, 1925. It's very clear. He says, Jesus says very clearly, so you, Louisa, shall do nothing but descend and ascend from heaven to earth. We are going to see Louisa. He says, Louisa, you're going to be going from heaven to earth, from earth to heaven. You're the one that's going to do this. You're going to bring this gift from heaven to earth. You're the one that's been given this mission. So if we want this mission, go to Louisa. Expect Louisa to show you. Expect Louisa to teach you. You shall do nothing other but descend and ascend from heaven to earth in order to help and to establish my kingdom with divine decorum, divine honor, and divine glory. You know heaven, Louisa. You are in heaven, Louisa. You will also come to earth, Louisa, to teach those on earth how to live the life of heaven on earth. Now, this has to be a human. Jesus the Son of God, Mary, the Mother of God, came to redeem mankind. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ. But what Jesus is asking Louisa is to come to teach us how to live this life. And that's what Jesus says to Louisa. I was going to teach this to Adam. I was going to explain to Adam how to do this. And then Adam was supposed to give this to his children. But since Adam fell, he says, I chose you, Louisa, to receive this gift. So you will give this gift back to the man, which is the Pope, the one with the keys to the kingdom. And then there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. That's the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. This is why it's so important to be a faithful Catholic, an obedient Catholic. See, the Catholic life, the universal life, is what Adam possessed. He was unfaithful. He was disobedient. So Jesus has now redeemed mankind by shedding every drop of his blood. And now Jesus is saying, As God, I want to make sure that you get ready to receive this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit so that you could be sanctified. But it has to be given to you by a human, the first human, who begins to live in the divine will. Do you see the importance of Louisa? It's so astonishing. He says, you're going to ascend and descend from heaven to earth, earth to heaven, to help establish my kingdom with divine decorum, with divine honor, with divine glory. This is not human. It's divine. Louisa can do this because she is in heaven. And Jesus says, you're only there for a short time, Louisa, so that you can do everything that a human could possibly do in the divine will. And then you're going to return to earth. Louisa says in volume 6, I swear, she says, if I go to heaven, I will return every month to teach this gift. Those are the words of Louisa. So he says, Jesus says to Louisa, and this shall be for you of great delight, divine happiness, and the highest divine glory. To see your littleness, that united with my most holy divine will, has transported heaven onto earth, and the earth into heaven. See, God's going to look at earth. He says, I want to see no difference between the saints in heaven and the saints on earth. I want them to be in my image and likeness on earth as the saints are in my image and likeness in heaven. So the Lord has got some great plans. He says, What delight, what happiness, what's the highest glory that I can give to a human? To see your littleness, your humanness, that united with my holy divine will, has brought, transported heaven unto earth and earth into heaven. That's what's coming. A new and glorious day is coming. Greater contentment you could not receive. So Jesus is saying, your reward is going to, you're going to be so pleased to see what I, God, am going to do with you, Louisa. You could not receive a greater contentment than you, a human, born of original sin, bringing the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Finally, Jesus says, now sanctification can come to mankind. So he says, more so since you shall see the glory of your Creator completed on the part of souls, on the part of creatures, the order reestablished, the whole creation with its full splendor, and mankind, our dearest jewel, in his place of honor. This is what's going to please you, Louisa, that you're going to see, because of what I have given you, Jesus says to Louisa, you're going to see the order of God reestablished. What does that mean? That means no more sin, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more death. That's how God started it. That's the order reestablished. It's not here yet. This is God's great promise to Louisa and to the world in the book of heaven. The whole creation, Jesus says, is then going to have its full splendor. And mankind, finally, mankind, our dearest jewel, will again have his place of honor clothed in divinity, as Adam was. So when we look at Jesus on Mount Tabor, he's clothed in divine light. We look at Our Lady of Guadalupe, she's the woman clothed with the sun. This is what's going to be given back to mankind. This is the reestablishment of the whole of creation. This is the full splendor of creation, and that's mankind in his proper place. Mankind, our dearest jewel, in his place of honor again. So you need a body and a soul. So when you think of the saints in heaven, they're souls in heaven. There's two bodies in heaven. That's the body, the glorified body of Jesus, the glorified body of Mary. Jesus ascended into heaven. Our Lady assumed into heaven. There's two bodies in paradise, Enoch and Elijah. And they will come back to die. Why? So that they can have the glorified body. This is what's coming. Such wonderful things are right around the corner. And this is the time that our Lord is giving to us. This is the time that our Lord is asking us, pleading with us, to begin to live this abundant life. How magnificent is this, that our God is giving us this time? So he says this, "What shall be our," this is the triune God's highest contentment, "our," the triune God's highest glory, "our," the triune God's happiness without end, as well as yours, Luisa Picaretta, is in seeing the purpose of creation fulfilled. Heaven on earth. The kingdom established. The children of God in God's image and likeness. There will be no distance from God. It's the perennial communion that God has planned for mankind. This perennial communion is going to occur. So he says, "To you then, Luisa Picaretta," listen to this. This is a key passage of knowing Luisa Picaretta. "To you then, Luisa Picaretta, we triune God shall give the name of Redemptrix of our most holy divine will. We triune God will constitute you, Luisa Picaretta, the mother of all the children of our fiat." And then Jesus says, "Aren't you happy?" He's saying this to Luisa, but he's also saying it to us. "Aren't you happy that I am showing to you the redemptrix of God's fiat, Luisa Picaretta, the mother of all the little children in the holy divine will, Luisa Picaretta?" Now, just to be clear, Mary is the mother of all mankind. Luisa is the little mother of the little children of the holy divine will. Now, how can that be? Well, let's look at Mother Angelica. She was the mother of those at EWTN. Let's look at Mother Teresa. She was the mother of all her sisters. See, this, it's not taking anything away from the Blessed Mother, but it's showing us the love of God for us, that he would give us as the one who possesses this gift, the center where the divine will reigns, Luisa Picaretta, as our mother as well. And that's why he says in one of the passages, "Do not sever the umbilical cord from the womb of Luisa. You're going to receive everything from her. Never separate yourself from her." Why? Jesus and Mary have a link to her, Luisa. It's not for Luisa. It's to have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which Luisa possesses, and God wants us to have this as well. So he says to us, don't separate yourself from Luisa. Now let's go to the redemptrix of our will. Our Lady is the co-redemptrix of redemption. And many people don't want that, even in the church. They don't want to call Our Lady the co-redemptrix of redemption. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ. Jesus is the Redeemer. Our Lady co-redeemed with Jesus. This is a title that the church has given to her and will give to her. But the redemptrix of our fiat, our redemptrix of our will, says something very unique about a human. Jesus is saying, without you, Luisa Picaretta, there is no sanctification to mankind. Well, how can this be? Isn't this Jesus' role? Isn't this Our Lady's role to sanctify us? It's the role of the Holy Spirit. Okay, the love of Jesus, the love of Mary, symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, this love of God through the power of the Holy Spirit is going to come upon the earth. This is the gift of the divine will. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Her children are going to look like Jesus. That's her triumph. So what is Jesus saying? He's saying Adam was a human. Adam was to give this sanctification to mankind. And Adam failed. So I, Jesus, the Son of God, had to come to earth. Mary, my mother, Theotokos, the mother of God, came to earth. Why? As the new Adam and the new Eve, to redeem mankind so that a human would be able to give sanctification to that to the rest of the world. A human. Adam's children were supposed to receive this, and they didn't. Jesus came, Mary came to redeem, and now they have a newborn, Luisa Picaretta. Now they have a firstborn, Luisa Picaretta. And what is Jesus saying? He's saying to us, watch what I'm going to do. Watch what I'm going to bring about. So, without Luisa Picaretta, there is no sanctification. With Luisa Picaretta, there is sanctification. Now, I know many people in the charismatic movement, and they say we have the gifts of the Spirit. Well, you have the manifestations of the gifts. The gifts of the Spirit are infinite, really, because they're the gifts of God. The 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says the fullness of this is going to come to earth through a human. And many in the charismatic renewal say, personally to me, we don't need Luisa. We've got everything. And again, that's sad for them that they don't want to read the Book of Heaven. If they read the Book of Heaven, they would say, my goodness, everything that we've been doing to this point is doing the will of God. What Jesus has given to Luisa is how to live in the will of God. And this is the thing that's so magnificent. This is the thing that's so exciting. So listen to what Jesus is saying. Luisa, we are giving you this title, the Redemptrix of Our Will. Do you see what God is doing? Get to know Luisa Picaretta. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this prayer that Pope Saint John the 23rd prayed for, the second Pentecost, this harvest outpouring. See, the first Pentecost was in the spring. It's the first fruits, you know, the strawberries, the rhubarb, the asparagus. You celebrate. Finally, we've got, after this winter, we've finally got fruit. We've got something that God has given to us. Praise God. Glorify God. The second Pentecost is in the fall. The Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Booths, the Feast of Sukkoth. It's a new beginning. It's everything that's been growing all summer long is now here. Thanksgiving, we celebrate. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have given us. That's what's coming. And that's this gift of the divine will. It makes the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket. Our Lord is so in love with us that He has predestined us to live at this time of harvest, this time of celebration, this time of this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And what does He do for us? He says to us, I'm going to show you the one that you should go to, the Redemptrix of my fiat. Without you, Luisa Picaretta, there's no sanctification. Without a human, there's no sanctification. So what the Lord is showing us, and he's showing us very, very clearly, he wants us to begin to understand what this great gift is all about. Go to Louisa. Pray to Louisa. Plead with Louisa. Really, get to know this little mama Louisa, constituting you mother of all the little children of our fiat. And then he says to us, aren't you happy? Aren't we happy? We have been given little Louisa. Aren't we happy? We've been given this gift of gifts through this little newborn, Louisa Picaretta. Aren't we happy? That one there is very, very important to remember, okay? This is on page 10. It's remember this. When somebody says, what do you know in volume 21? What I know in volume 21 is March 19th, 1927, where Jesus says, Louisa is the redemptrix of God's fiat. Louisa is the little mother of all the little children of the holy divine will. Aren't we happy? This is one verse that you can know. It's so important that we do begin to know this. Volume 23, 11-10-1927. You must know. And it's highlighted and underlined because this is a command from Jesus Christ. You must know this. To understand the divine will, you have to know this. You must know this. The first model in creation was the Supreme Being, God Himself. So the first model was God Himself, within which was man to model all his acts with his Creator, with his God. So Adam was supposed to model all his acts from and with and through and for and in God. See, when in the divine will, it was very interesting. If you get something to eat and it's delicious, what the saints would do is, Lord, oh Jesus, thank you for this food. Lord Jesus, thank you that you're giving me this taste. How delicious this is. You are such a great God. You are such a wonderful God. Glory and praise and honor to you, Lord God. That's saintly. That's good. That's holy. In the divine will, you say, Jesus, eat in my eating. Jesus, taste in my tasting. Jesus, chew in my chewing. Jesus, enjoy this food that you have given to us. See, it's living in the will of God is much different than doing the will of God. We are in the habit of praising God and loving God and thanking God and glorifying God. What Jesus wants from us is to go beyond that now and to let God do everything in us. That's why he says this. The first model in creation was the Supreme Being, which Adam was to model all his acts in his God. The second was to be Adam within all his descendants and were to model themselves. So Adam was to follow God. And the second was then all his descendants were to model themselves in Adam. See, Adam was the first. He was given this. And now the second, Jesus says, is that his descendants were to model themselves after Adam. So you see, there's this. What God is showing us is it's a new beginning. He says this. This is why he says this. Because when Adam withdrew from my holy divine will, and since my holy divine will and its unity were missing in Adam, Adam lacked the brushes. Adam lacked the colors. Adam lacked the raw material to be able to make the models in the likeness of God. So Jesus is saying to us, our origin was corrupted. Okay, what God had planned didn't happen. I mean, it happened, but Adam left the will of God. So Jesus says this about Adam. Poor one, how could Adam form models with a very divine form if Adam was no longer in possession of that holy divine will that administered to him the ability to do it, as well as everything that was needed to be able to form the very models of God. Do you see? We are called to be formed as the very models of God. That's us, image and likeness. And what's happened today is we look at ourselves and we try to make ourselves look better, sound better, smell better. It's really, we're saying, I want to be the best human. So there's all this makeup. And I think the Holy Father said, one of the first things he said that got people upset was, mankind spends more money on makeup than with nuclear weapons. More money is spent on makeup than for nuclear weapons. I mean, you know, we complain about all this money going to the military. It's nothing compared to all the money in all the world for people, mostly women, wearing makeup. You know, the hair dye, the skin cream, the eyeliner, the eyelash, the lipstick, the powder, everything. I mean, all of that is, there's more money spent on that than for nuclear weapons. Think about this. Our life is to be modeled after God. And since Adam fell, he lost the way to do it. He lost the ability to do it. So God is saying to us, I'm going to redo everything. Once Luisa is established, once she is known, the whole world is going to change. So he says, Jesus says, by rejecting my divine fiat, Adam rejected the power that can do everything and knows how to do everything. Think about that. You know, Tesla, 100 years ago, said, I can give you free energy. Okay, that's coming. What's coming is the power to do everything and the power to know how to do everything. See, we're going to think with the mind of Christ. It's not just going to be brilliant people like Tesla. We're all going to possess that ability. Our minds are limited. And God wants us to use the mind of Christ. You know, to begin to think. I mean, can you imagine? God loves our uniqueness. What each person is going to think of, to accomplish, through, in, with, and for God. I can't wait to see this. Every person will have a deep understanding of how to do something. As Jesus says, the power to do everything and the power to know how to do everything. Can you imagine the new era? What's going to happen? See, we're going to go back to paradise. We're going to go back to Eden. And there's nothing inanimate in Eden. There's nothing dead in Eden. Everything is living. Everything, as a matter of fact, is still living. All the animals are still in paradise. They're way superior to what we are now. I mean, they haven't died. They're still there since Adam. And God is asking us, would you be willing to allow me to bring you there? Would you be willing to allow me to give you the power to do everything and the power to know how to do everything? See, you know, what do we do? If we want to be an expert in something, we specialize. We spend more time focusing on this or that. You know, I know people, you know, weightlifters, you know, they will spend, 6 hours a day eating, 6 hours a day, for 7 days a week, or maybe 6 days a week, to have muscles that will die. or someone learning how to play the piano. I know some brilliant people who are wonderful pianists in their 80s, and they're so good at what they do by all that practice. Yeah, one day it'll all stop. Their bodies cannot continue. Their fingers cannot continue to play. Their minds cannot continue to think. And Jesus says, I'm going to bring you to a new era. Do you see what's coming? And all Jesus says, I'm waiting for souls to want this more than anything. Jesus says, I want you to begin to know, to have the power to do everything and the power to know how to do everything. And so he says, it happened to Adam as would happen to you if you had neither paper nor pens, he's talking to Louisa now, nor ink in which with which to write. If these were lacking to you, you would not be able to write a single word. In the same way, Adam was no longer able to form the models on the divine mold that God made of him in the beginning. He lost it. It was gone. It was broken. Therefore, he says, the third model must be formed by the one who must make the kingdom of my divine will return. Did you hear what Jesus is saying about Louisa? The third model must be formed by the one, Louisa Picaretta, who must make the kingdom of my most holy divine will return. This is Louisa's job. Now, I hear people, they've said to me, well, Louisa did her job, now I'm going to do my job. And I laugh at them. What could possibly be your job? Are you the fourth model? Who are you? The first model was God. The second model was Adam. And now the third model is Louisa Picaretta. But what Louisa is going to accomplish, Adam couldn't accomplish. What Louisa is going to bring about is the model of the new Adam and of the new Eve, Jesus and Mary. That's going to be given to us. Do you see why the little children of the Holy Divine Will are happy? We're happy. Why? God is giving something to us that he's waited from the beginning of time to give back to mankind. Therefore, Louisa, your duties are great. On your models shall all those others be modeled. On you, Louisa, everyone else shall be modeled. What I have given to you, Louisa. Now, what has God given to Louisa? The 36 volumes. All the truths that Jesus has manifested to Louisa. He says, as the little children of the Holy Divine will learn these, as they study them, read them, put them into practice, they will begin to accomplish what I wanted from the beginning of time. So, Louisa, let the life of my most holy divine will flow in all your acts, that the divine will may administer to you, Louisa Picaretta, everything that is needed. Who is the model? It's Louisa Picaretta. She has the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Who is the model? Where is the divine will flowing? In all of what Louisa thought, said, and did, all of her acts. The divine will did what for Louisa? It administered to Louisa everything that is needed to return back to God. God's image and likeness. The way God planned from the beginning. Do you see why Jesus said to Louisa, you are the redemptrix of my fiat? Do you see why Jesus says to Louisa, the center of the divine will is found in you, Louisa? Do you see why Jesus says to Louisa, you are the model, the third model for mankind? Adam failed. We're going to go back to what God began. You, Louisa, you're going to reflect who God is. You're not going to be God, but all your models shall be given to all the little children of the Holy Divine Will. Everything that you think, say, and do is the way I want mankind to begin to live. Who is our model? It's Louisa. Little Louisa. Go to Louisa. So, such great things are going to happen. Let's just look at Louisa's life when Father Bucci's older brother died. They brought the baby to Louisa, dead, cold, blue. The mother, Father Bucci's mother, put the baby in Louisa's arms and collapsed, weeping. What did Louisa do? She said, "Feed him, he's hungry." This is a glimpse of what God is going to do with us. Go to Louisa. Learn about Louisa. Study the biography of Louisa from Father Bucci. Get to know Louisa Picaretto. In this way, everything shall go well, and your Jesus shall be together with you, Louisa Picaretto. Where is Jesus? One with Louisa Picaretta. Where is Mary? One with Louisa Picaretta. Do we love Jesus? Go to Louisa. Do we love Mary? Go to Louisa. See, we want to love Jesus the way Louisa loved Jesus. We want to love Mary the way Louisa loved Mary. She's the newborn. Louisa Picaretta is the firstborn. Louisa Picaretta is the redemptrix of God's fiat. What a magnificent thing this is to be alive today. This mystery. Why do you think the Dawn of a Mystery, it was titled that way? The Dawn of a Mystery is about Louisa Picaretta. This mystery of Louisa, a human being, is being presented to us. How magnificent is this? In this way, everything shall go well, and your Jesus shall be together with you, Louisa, to make you, Louisa, execute his divine models well. Louisa is going to accomplish this. A human is going to accomplish this. As God planned a human, Adam, to do this. And when Adam failed, Jesus had to wait 6,000 years to find another human. Not the mother of God, Theotokos, not Mary. She was to give birth to the Son of God. She was to be the mother of all mankind. God has waited for us to begin to live this abundant life. This is what's so glorious. This is what's so magnificent. Volume 23, 12, 8, 19, 27. My daughter Louisa, you must know. Again, it's highlighted and underlined. God wants us to know this, that you, Louisa, were born not once, but twice. Okay, this is important for us to understand. The first time, Louisa, you were born like all the other creatures. The second time that you were born, you were regenerated in my most holy divine will. So, you know, you hear the Protestants saying being born again. Jesus is saying, Louisa's born again was regenerated in God's most holy divine will. No saint was regenerated in God's most holy divine will. When God said you must be born again, this is what he was talking about. Now, I know we talk about baptism as being born, and through holy baptism, we are in God's image. But to be generated, regenerated in God's most holy divine will is to be born in God's likeness. No human being had that. Louisa did. No other human being had that. Louisa, you were born twice. Louisa, you were born like all the other creatures the first time. And the second time, Louisa, you were regenerated in my most holy divine will. No other human born of original sin had this. The Blessed Mother had it. Jesus had it as the Son of God. Mary had it as the Mother of God. Adam had it. when he was created, but Adam lost it. So now, Louisa is the firstborn. This is why Jesus keeps on telling us she is the firstborn. She is the newborn of the divine will. And he says this, and since you are a birth from the divine will, all that belongs to the divine will is yours, Louisa Picaretta. Who possesses this gift? Louisa Picaretta. Now, I know there's a number of people that say that they're living in the divine will. Father Bucci says they're only fooling themselves. I know a lot of people say that many saints lived in the divine will. That's not what Jesus says. Louisa is the firstborn. Louisa is the newborn. Louisa possesses this gift. He says, all that belongs to the divine will is Louisa Picaretta's. Now, Louisa gives this gift to the Holy Father. That's why he says in Volume 15, you give this back to the man. What happens at that point? The Holy Father is the firstborn next to Louisa. That's why she says, when you read the three appeals, in the third appeal it says, Holy Father, you must be the first to live in the fullness of the divine will. You are the head of the church, which means you are the head of the divine will. And from your authoritative voice, people will begin to understand that there is one church, one flock, one shepherd. And everyone will begin to enter into it. Jesus says to Louisa, you must be the key, Louisa. You are the key. You must be the key for whom? For the Pope to use. He will open the door. There will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. This is what's coming. This is why God has blessed us with being baptized Catholics. And just as a father and a mother endow their daughter with their own goods, Jesus says, humanly speaking, so did my most holy divine volition. My most holy divine will regenerated you, Louisa Picaretta. Endowed you, Louisa Picaretta, with its divine properties. Where are the divine properties found? In a human, Louisa Picaretta. See, like I said, we don't love Louisa because of Louisa. We love Louisa because Jesus and Mary are there. Jesus possesses all the divine properties. Mary, as Mother of God, Theotokos, possesses all the divine qualities. Where is it found? It's been regenerated in a human, Louisa Picaretta. Do you see why once the church beatifies Louisa, once the church gets all the writings of Louisa out, it's a new beginning for mankind. It's a new heaven has come to earth. Earth has gone to heaven. See, we're not supposed to live in this miserable condition that we're in, the human will. We're to live in God's most holy divine will. So God has given us the human to follow. This human, Louisa Picaretta, has the true life of Jesus, the Son of God. Has the true life of Mary, the Mother of God. Louisa is the firstborn of the new Adam and of the new Eve. And Jesus is saying to us, I want you to possess what I gave to little Louisa. I want you to begin to live this abundant life. Our Lord loves us so much. Our Lord loves us so much that He would allow us to be alive at this time, to learn these truths, and now to put them into practice. To learn what Jesus taught Louisa, and to begin to live this abundant life. Jesus said very simply, I'm waiting for the souls who want this gift more than anything. And He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. He really is. He's waiting for us to give our fiat so that we can also possess this gift like Louisa. So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.